Seventh grader Talia Headings sticks her arm deep into a trash can and seems pretty grossed out by what she finds. Dressed in aprons and blue plastic gloves, her science class sorts through the remains of lunch at Thunder Mountain Middle School. The students come across slimy yogurt, half-eaten sandwiches, loose vegetables, and seemingly endless cartons of chocolate milk. They sort the trash into two separate buckets. At the end of the class, they weigh and keep a record of the different types of waste. Talia's found some interesting items so far to the disgust of her classmates. And sometimes it's hard to tell what's what.
Oh, there's a chicken nugget in here, guys! Oh, no, there's not.
Talia says sorting through trash hasn't been as gross as she thought it would be.
There's more plastic than actual food. I was thinking there's going to be more food. Because when I've seen the trash cans before, there's a lot of ranch and gross stuff in it.
What these students are doing is called a waste audit. All the food waste they sorted out will be composted. This effort is being led by a newly formed club at the middle school called Ocean Guardians, which teaches students to reduce waste and protect the ocean. Seventh grader Maybell Boss helped bring the club to Thunder Mountain. She was part of the Ocean Guardians club at her former elementary school and didn't want to give it up.
When we went to middle school, we kind of thought to just bring it over, and we are excited that we can do that.
Maybell worked with her friends in the club to create presentations to all of the middle school science classes about what a waste audit is and what things are compostable before actually doing the audits. The students are auditing their trash while Juno is having its own reckoning with waste. Juno's landfill will likely fill up in the next decade. Composting is a way to keep food waste out of there. Maybell says it was challenging to get some students to get on board with the waste audit and composting.
Some people are either unaware of the problems that are going on, on how fast our landfill is filling up, and they aren't aware. And then other people, they just don't care for it as much. We're trying to make it something positive and something that we can do to help our environment.
Still, some students simply didn't want to go through trash. But Aria Gribben, another club member, says once the audit happens, those students realize it's not that bad.
It's been a bit hectic trying to get all the classes to agree to it and not have a bunch of kids be like, oh, I'm going to be sick tomorrow, so they don't have to do it. It's been a bit hectic trying to get that. But once they did it, I think they realized it's a bit gross, but it's also kind of fun.
By the end of all the audits, students sorted out over 300 pounds of food waste. And instead of going to the landfill, it was composted. Thunder Mountain joins four other schools in the district all composting their food waste. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.